Chapter 7. How to Distinguish Between Areas and Resources. The second most important distinction within para is between areas and resources, the middle letters A and R. At first glance, they might seem very similar, especially considering that a given topic, such as nonprofit fundraising or nutrition research, could be located in either one. It depends on what that category of information means to you. If you are a public health professor at a major university, responsible for several lecture classes while also publishing your own research, then nutrition research will definitely be an important area of responsibility for you. But if you are a student at that same university, majoring in anthropology in another department, with nutrition as a minor side interest, then it will be a resource for you. The key here is to realize that there is a big difference between things you are directly responsible for and things you are merely interested in. I use uppercase titles for areas and lowercase titles for resources to constantly remind myself that one is more important than the other. Once again, any confusion between these two categories will produce a lot of friction and wasted energy. Let's consider a few examples. Areas, the roles you play and the hats you wear. Areas are parts of our lives that require ongoing attention to uphold a certain level of quality or performance. It's helpful to think of them as the roles you play or the hats you wear at work and in life. At work, you have official roles you were hired to fulfill, such as video production, legal affairs, or customer service. There might also be unofficial responsibilities you've taken on over time, such as company newsletter, mentoring, or staff retreats. The same is true in our personal lives. We wear different hats even throughout the course of a single day: spouse, parent, soccer coach, neighbor, or friend. These roles tend to be more informal, but still involve a level of responsibility for us to uphold. A folder for spouse might contain notes on their favorite restaurants, ideas for gifts, or health information you might need in case of an emergency. A folder for soccer coach might contain drills, practice schedules, and a team roster with contact information. Anything you might need to reference or remember in order to effectively play these roles is worth noting down. Resources, interests, curiosities, and passions. Resources encompass the vast number of things you might be interested in, curious about, or passionate about at any given time. Resources can include new skills you're learning, such as breakdancing, photography, or golf. They could be fields or trends you're curious about, like parenting, cryptocurrency, or artificial intelligence. Resources can also include your hobbies and passions, woodworking, bread baking, or playing the piano. Although you may feel a lot of enthusiasm for these pursuits, I recommend using the relatively cold word resources for a very specific reason. I am a naturally curious person with dozens, if not hundreds, of different subjects I'd like to know more about. But I also know my tendency is to collect too much and become a digital hoarder. I've found that I need a constraint to remind me what is worth saving and what isn't. The word resources calls to mind the utility of a piece of information. Instead of asking, "Is this interesting?" which always results in over-collecting, I ask myself, "Is this useful?" That's a much higher bar and forces me to consider what this piece of information will allow me to do that I couldn't do otherwise, which problem it could help me solve, or which obstacle it might help me overcome. Taking into account the importance of utility, resources can also include assets such as stock photos, product testimonials, code snippets, typography samples, or a swipe file, a common practice from the advertising industry in which copywriters keep a folder full of examples to draw from in their work. Areas are private, whereas resources are shareable. There is an additional guideline that many people have found helpful in distinguishing what goes in areas versus resources: the boundary between private and shared information. Areas of responsibility are inherently private. It's no one else's business what material you save related to your health, finances, personal growth, or kids. For example, in my health area folder, I keep blood panels, notes from doctor's visits, medical bills, and vaccination records, all things relevant only to me personally. I can always share an individual item if I want, but these categories should remain private by default. Resources are quite different, since learning and exploring new things are inherently social activities. There are many situations where you might want to share your notes with someone else, to get feedback on an article you're writing, to compare notes with a colleague on a skill you're both learning, or to offer restaurant recommendations to a friend who is visiting a city you've been to before. Therefore, I recommend you think of your resource folders as shareable by default. That way you can share individual documents or even entire folders with others on the fly, without first having to comb through them for any personal details. An opportunity to be completely honest with yourself. In my coaching, I often notice that people will pour a tremendous amount of time and effort into something they describe as a side interest, while simultaneously neglecting critically important aspects of their lives, like their exercise, diet, relationships, or mental health. We've all done it. Some area of our lives feels too complex, uncertain, or confronting, so we throw ourselves at something else to take our mind off it. It feels great at first, distracting ourselves from pressing problems in favor of an exciting new hobby or research interest. It feels like the new thing is something we can understand and master and make tangible progress in. But this story always ends the same way, as we ignore important areas of our lives. The costs and consequences start piling up until one day the dam breaks. And then we are left to pick up the pieces, an experience so painful that it often restarts the whole cycle. The line between areas and resources is an opportunity to be completely honest with yourself. What is inside the circle of your responsibilities, which no one else is going to take care of for you, and what is outside? How can you take this chance to be more honest with yourself about which areas of your life need more attention and organize your digital environment to support them?